Hello, and welcome to the Licensing Expert Series about licensing the private cloud. Let's first review our agenda. We'll begin by looking at transformational trends that are occurring, and we'll identify the challenges that today's organizations face in light of these trends. Next, we will review the details around private cloud, including benefits and components, and we'll look specifically at the Microsoft private cloud. Then we will proceed with a review of several customer scenarios, after which you will be afforded the opportunity to evaluate your knowledge through an assessment. Organizations today are facing new realities about how they operate based on trends which include cloud computing, the consumerization of IT, the explosion of data, and the development of new social and app patterns. Let's take a closer look at each of these trends. First of all, companies are moving their workloads to the cloud at an ever-increasing pace. Cloud services offer a variety of software to help organizations work effectively, from office productivity, like Office 365, to device management through Windows Intune. It's predicted that by 2016, cloud-hosted devices will be 5 times what they are today, which equates to 2/3 of all workloads. Secondly, applications are rapidly being developed, and these too are cloud-enabled. Today, there are 1 billion Facebook accounts, 200 million Twitter accounts producing 400 million tweets a day, 10.4 million Pinterest accounts, and 160 million LinkedIn accounts. Then we have users bringing devices from home to work, and these users need IT support like corporate security. And compliance needs cannot be sacrificed to meet these expectations. By 2014, it's projected that there will be 3.3 devices per worker. This has led to an explosion in social experiences in how we collaborate at work, whether in the office, at home, or mobile. This explosion is being powered by cloud services, which allow information to roam with us across devices. And as storage and data collection become less expensive, more data is being collected, and an increasing amount of it is being streamed with the expectation that the data provides real-time analysis. Big data refers to the increasing volume, variety, and velocity of data, and industry analysts estimate that the amount of data will increase by 44 times in the next decade. And surprisingly, analysts indicate that 90% of the world's data has been created in just the last 2 years. With these trends and ensuing transformations underway, the traditional approaches to IT are no longer adequate, and organizations need a different approach. A different approach to acquiring software and services that support these trends. And companies today need a unified strategy, a consistent platform, and consistent licensing that helps them navigate these trends. By delivering global scale services, Microsoft has been learning what is required from this new era of IT and has taken what has been learned together with the trends in technology innovations and built them into products and licensing to deliver and manage the modern platform, the cloud OS, or operating system. So, to enable the modern platform, the cloud OS, organizations need licensing that is flexible, simplified, and cloud-enabled. And Microsoft provides volume licensing programs tailored to meet the needs of today's organizations. Let's take a look at Microsoft's volume licensing programs now. Let's begin by first reviewing the value of a private cloud. Cloud computing is the most important paradigm shift in IT since the arrival of the internet, and businesses around the world are making the transition to the cloud. We believe there are 3 reasons why this trend is so overwhelming. They are agility, focus, and economics. The first factor, agility, has several facets. Cloud computing speeds up your ability to capitalize on new opportunities and to respond to changes in your business demand. You can deploy applications much faster and more efficiently, and you can deliver solutions to your end users so they can work from nearly anywhere at any time across devices. And they can do this in ways that are both secure and manageable. With a private cloud, all of the IT infrastructure you need to operate quickly and efficiently is available at a flip of a switch, and you can quickly scale up and down to meet spikes in demand. The second factor driving adoption of cloud computing is focus. By this, we mean your ability to focus on improving the success of your business through better IT by focusing more on innovation and less on infrastructure. Since cloud computing dramatically reduces your maintenance and operations cost with infrastructure that is abstracted and resources that are pooled, IT runs more like a utility than a collaboration of complicated software and hardware systems. When you can pay more attention to ideas than IT complexity, you add a new kind of value to the business. The third factor driving adoption of cloud computing is economics. This means lowering the cost of delivering IT and increasing the utilization and efficiency of your data center and your IT spend. Cloud pools together your resources, hardware, facilities, operations, and power so that you can purchase them on your schedule at a lower overall cost. And as you obtain more and more servers in your cloud, you gain various economies of scale. So agility, focus, and economics are the key factors that are motivating companies to make the move to cloud computing. A private cloud turns a data center's infrastructure resources into a single compute cloud, enabling the key benefits of cloud computing, which are pooled resources, self-service, elastic, and usage-based services. In a private cloud, the key resources, compute, storage, and networking, are pooled and abstracted into units that enable you to dynamically provision and scale applications and resources, enabling you to deliver applications and resources as services. Resources can quickly be expanded or contracted through automation or workflow, so IT services are elastic and able to be scaled up or down almost instantly to meet business requirements. While virtualization is an important technological component of private cloud, the key differentiator is the continued abstraction of computing resources from the infrastructure and the machines, virtual or otherwise, used to deliver these resources. Only by delivering this abstraction can customers achieve the benefits of private cloud, including improved agility and responsiveness, reduced total cost of ownership, and increased business alignment and focus. Most importantly, a private cloud promises to exceed the cost effectiveness of a virtualized infrastructure through higher workload density and greater resource utilization. The private cloud model is one of efficiency. With private cloud, there are fewer physical servers than in traditional data centers, which translate into increased efficiency, standardized hardware, and simplified management. There are also fewer management application and tools with a private cloud, which enables you to easily standardize on hardware and lower deployment and maintenance costs. And with higher server utilization in a private cloud, you are benefiting from higher performance out of your hardware boxes. Also, with the high availability offered by a private cloud, your data center is more flexible and easier to maintain. The efficiencies created in a private cloud make for a smaller carbon footprint and for a reduction in overall data center costs. The architecture of a private cloud starts from the bottom up with the operating system, or OS, which is the foundation of the data center that provides organizations and control of both the hardware and software in the data center. The virtualization layer is an important technological component of private cloud, the key differentiator being the continued abstraction of computing resources used to deliver resources. The automation layer is made up of the foundational automation technology plus a series of single-purpose commands and scripts that perform operations such as starting or stopping a virtual machine, rebooting as a server, or applying a software update. This layered approach dramatically simplifies development, debugging, and maintenance. The management layer consists of the tools and systems used to deploy and operate the infrastructure. And it's there where activities such as provisioning the storage area network, deploying an operating system, or monitoring an application takes place. In this layer, you manage and monitor every single component of the infrastructure remotely and to capture the dependencies among all of the infrastructure components. The orchestration layer is the critical interface between the IT organization and its infrastructure. It is the layer at which intent is transformed into workflow and automation. The orchestration layer provides the ability to design, test, implement, and monitor IT workflows. The service management layer provides the means for automating and adapting IT services, IT management best practices. By providing an integrated service management platform, IT can reduce costly downtime and improve the quality of the services in the data center. The self-service layer provides an interface for private cloud tenants or authorized users to request, manage, and access the services such as virtual machines provided by the cloud architecture. Security for the private cloud is founded on protecting the infrastructure with coordinated security technologies and controls at each layer of the architecture. Security also ensures that application access is protected and server-side technologies are complemented by client security technologies such as anti-malware applications and other endpoint protections. Now let's take a look at details about the Microsoft Private Cloud. The Microsoft Private Cloud is a unique and comprehensive offering built on four key pillars. The first is all about the app. It is an application-centric cloud platform that helps you focus on business value. The second pillar is cross-platform from the metal up. The Microsoft Private Cloud provides cross-platform support for multi-hypervisor environments, operating systems, and application frameworks. The third pillar is foundations for the future, and encompasses how a Microsoft Private Cloud takes you beyond virtualization to a true cloud platform. And the fourth pillar is cloud on your terms, which exemplifies the ability to consume cloud on the customer's terms, providing the choice and flexibility of a hybrid cloud model through common management, virtualization, identity, and developer tools. A private cloud solution from Microsoft offers a new kind of agility, focus, and cost savings. When you build a Microsoft Private Cloud in an on-premises data center or opt for a hosted offering, you can soon realize transformative benefits. The ability to deploy new applications faster and to keep them up and running more reliably is the central mission of IT as a competitive differentiator. To gain a real edge, you need to go beyond just managing infrastructure. You need to manage your applications in a new way, and the Microsoft Private Cloud lets you deliver applications as a service. You can deploy both new and legacy applications on a self-service basis and manage them across private cloud and public cloud environments. And with a new way to see what's happening inside the performance of your applications, you can remediate issues faster before they become showstoppers. The Microsoft Private Cloud is all about the app. That means better service level agreements, better customer satisfaction, and a new level of agility across the board. No data center is an island. Odds are, customers run and manage an IT environment today that is deeply heterogeneous. With a wide range of OS, hypervisor, and development tools in the mix, customers want to gain the advantage of private cloud computing, but not if it means walking away from existing IT investments or adding new layers of complexity. The Microsoft Private Cloud lets you keep what you've got and make the move now to a new kind of agility. That's because it's architected from the raw metal up to enable process automation and configuration across platforms and environments. You can manage multiple hypervisors, including VMware, Citrix, and Microsoft offerings. You can run and monitor all major operating systems, and you can develop new applications using multiple tool sets. Now let's look at the components of the Microsoft Private Cloud. With the Microsoft Private Cloud, you can use common management, identity, virtualization, and development tools. You are able to construct and manage clouds across multiple data centers, multiple infrastructures, and even multiple service providers. And you can provide delegated authority and tools to enable self-service across environments. Also, with a Microsoft Private Cloud, you retain control across your cloud for compliance and security. The Microsoft Private Cloud lets you transform your existing data center to get the core benefits of cloud computing. Windows Server, a cloud-optimized server operating system, and System Center enable self-service and manages everything from infrastructure to applications like Link Server, Exchange Server, SharePoint Server, and a SQL Server database and business applications such as Microsoft Dynamics. Microsoft Private Cloud solutions are built using Windows Server and System Center, the combination of which provides enterprise-class virtualization, end-to-end service management, and deep insight into applications so you can focus more attention on delivering business value. Included in each CIS suite are Windows Server 2012 to help make your server infrastructure more reliable and flexible, and System Center 2012, which provides simplified management of the data center through an integrated set of tools that automate server management and optimize the use of server and data center resources. CIS is available in two editions, CIS Standard for non- or lightly virtualized environments, and CIS Data Center for highly virtualized environments. They both have the same licensing model, a processor license that covers up to two physical processors on a server, and both editions of the products have the same capabilities. Once again, the only differentiator between the edition is the virtualization rights. Standard Edition provides two virtual instances in each license, and Data Center again offers unlimited virtualization with each license. Let's take a look at Windows Server 2012 R2. When you optimize your business for the cloud with Windows Server 2012 R2, you take advantage of the skills and investment you've already made in building a familiar and consistent platform. Windows Server 2012 R2 builds on that familiarity. You gain all the Microsoft experience behind building and operating private and public clouds, delivered in an enterprise-class, simple, and cost-effective server and cloud platform. Windows Server 2012 R2 delivers significant value around seven key capabilities. First, this is a server virtualization platform that has helped organizations of all sizes realize considerable cost savings and operational efficiencies. With industry-leading size and scale, Hyper-V is the platform of choice for you to run your mission-critical workloads. This release greatly expands support for host processors and memory, and you can take advantage of new hardware technology while still utilizing the servers you already have. This way, you can virtualize today and be ready for the future. And storage with this release was designed with a strong focus on storage from the foundation of the storage stack up, with improvements ranging from provisioning storage to how data is clustered, transferred across the network, and ultimately accessed and managed. This release offers a wide variety of high performance, high availability storage features and capabilities, while taking advantage of industry standard hardware for dramatically lower cost. As far as networking is concerned, Windows Server 2012 R2 makes it as straightforward to manage an entire network as a single server, giving you the reliability and scalability of multiple servers at a lower cost. Automate rerouting around storage, server, and network failures enables file services to remain online with minimal noticeable downtime. What's more, Windows Server 2012 R2 together with System Center 2012 R2 provides an end-to-end software-defined networking solution across public, private, and hybrid cloud implementations. And with R2, customers get server management and automation that enables IT professionals to meet the need for fast, continuous, and reliable service within their data centers by offering an integrated platform to automate and manage the increasing data center ecosystem. While Server 2012 R2 delivers capabilities to manage and automate many servers and the devices connecting them, whether they are physical or virtual, on-premises or off, and using standard-based technologies. R2 also provides a web and application platform that builds on the tradition of the Windows Server family as a proven application platform with thousands of applications already built and deployed in a community of millions of knowledgeable and skilled developers already in place. Windows Server 2012 R2 can offer your organization even greater application flexibility. You can build and deploy applications either on-premises or in the cloud, or both at once with hybrid solutions that work in both environments. And R2 provides access and information protection, so you will be able to better manage and protect data access, simplify deployment and management of your identity infrastructure on-premises and across clouds, and provide your users with more secure remote access to applications data from virtually anywhere and any device. And finally, virtual desktop infrastructure is even easier to deploy and deliver across workers' devices since VDI technologies in this release offer easy access to rich, full-fidelity Windows environments running in the data center from virtually any device. Through Hyper-V and remote desktop services, Microsoft offers three flexible VDI deployment options in a single solution: pool desktops, personal desktops, and remote desktop sessions, which were formerly known as terminal services. With the latest release, Windows Server 2012 R2, Microsoft is providing enterprise-class performance and scale for Microsoft workloads that is simple and cost-effective, application-focused, and user-centric. Now, on servers that are not expected to be highly virtualized, Windows Server Standard is still the optimal addition, with an ability to assign multiple licenses to a single server to increase the allowed virtual densities on that server. Keep in mind that servers licensed with Windows Server Standard will need to have the appropriate number of licenses assigned to that server to ensure coverage of all the virtual OSCs that are running at any given time. Windows Server 2012 Core Editions, Data Center, and Standard are both private cloud optimized solutions providing all of the same features and capabilities and cost-effective virtualization options. Data Center is ideal for highly virtualized environments as it provides for unlimited virtualization. This addition is ideally suited for rapidly growing businesses with high-density virtualization needs. Standard Edition is optimal for low-density environments or for those without virtualization needs, as each license provides for two virtual instances. With today's simplified model, customers can select the edition of Windows Server 2012 based on their specific virtualization needs, while still having access to the same features across both editions. For high-density virtualization, Data Center is ideal. For low-density or no virtualization environments, Standard is ideal. For the small business market, Microsoft continues to offer the same licensing and pricing model for Essentials and Foundation editions. The Windows Small Business 2011 Essentials is now Windows Server 2012 Essentials. Essentials continues to be the ideal first server for a small business packed with new features and capabilities targeted for the small business. The licensing model continues to be a per-server model limited to 2 procs and a 25-user account and a 50-device limit. The Essential Servers does not provide right to host any virtual instances, but can be virtualized, meaning that the license offers the option to either run the instance in a physical environment or in a virtual environment, but not in both. Foundation Edition is only available through the OEM channel and is a general purpose server. With the release of Windows Server 2012, there are no changes to the licensing model of Foundation. Foundation Edition offers a server license, and each license is limited to covering one processor or PROC. Foundation also has a 15-user account limit and does not provide any virtualization rights. One license permits one instance to be run in the physical OSE. Let's look at Windows Server 2012 R2 and virtualization. Each Windows Server 2012 R2 Standard Edition software licenses will cover up to 2 physical processors on a single server and allows for up to 2 virtual instances. Each Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center Edition software license will cover up to 2 physical processors on a single server and allows unlimited virtualization. This diagram illustrates the use rights for one physical operating environment and one virtual operating system environment in Windows Server Standard. The arrow indicates that the physical operating environment may only be used to manage or service the virtual. This diagram illustrates the use rights for a customer running 4 instances of data center in the virtual. The instance running in the physical can only be used to manage the instances of the operating system running in the virtual operating system environment. So to recap, both Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center and Standard Editions are only differentiated by virtualization rights. Data Center provides for unlimited virtualization, and Standard provides customers with 2 virtual instances with each license. Both editions share a common licensing structure based on a processor plus CAL model, where each license will cover up to 2 physical processors on a single server. There is no difference in the available features of these 2 editions, since Standard Edition now has all of the same features that were previously only available in the Data Center Edition. Now let's look at System Center. System Center 2012 R2 Standard Edition license covers 2 physical processors and allows you to manage 2 operating system environments. System Center 2012 R2 Data Center Edition license covers 2 physical processors and allows you to manage unlimited OSEs, providing highly virtualized environments with a significant cost savings. An added benefit is that software assurance is included with all licenses. System Center offers a comprehensive private cloud management solution. It's available in 2 editions, Standard and Data Center. Standard is designed for low density or non-virtualized environments, and Data Center is designed for high density, high virtualized environments. The editions are differentiated by virtualization rights only, and both product editions offer the same System Center components. System Center 2012 R2 integrates 8 separate component products into one, streamlining installation and reducing the time it takes to deploy from days down to hours. The Data Center Edition in particular allows for the provisioning of unlimited virtual machines without additional licensing costs. This licensing model is in recognition that the size of private cloud projects are getting bigger and companies should not be constrained by licensing costs. System Center 2012 Client Management Licensing provides simple cost-effective options to manage and protect client systems. Client management licenses are available in three offers. First is the System Center Configuration Manager Client ML, which contains management licenses for Configuration Manager and Virtual Machine Manager. Then there is System Center Endpoint Protection Management licenses, which was formerly called Forefront, which remains a subscription license. And finally, System Center Client Management Suite. This suite contains service, operations, data protection, and orchestrator MLs. Client management licenses are available on a per OSE or a per user basis. Note that components included in each client ML suites are not available separately. Of course, these access rights are also offered in an enterprise agreement under the core or enterprise CAL on a per user or per device licensing model. And here we see that one Configuration Manager CML can manage one OSE per license or one user per license. With endpoint protection, you can manage one OSE per license or one user per license. And with the Client Management CML, you can manage one OSE per license or one user per license. Note that client management licenses are required for managed devices that run non-server OSEs, and that user client MLs allow you to manage all of the OSEs used by the user when properly licensed with a user client ML. With a core CAL or ECAL, client devices require a per user or per device license. Now let's take a look at licensing options available through Microsoft Volume Licensing. Microsoft Volume Licensing commercial programs align to two main categories: programs for companies with fewer than 250 desktop PCs and programs for companies with more than 250 devices or users. For smaller organizations up to 250 devices or users, the Microsoft Open program offers flexible, low entry requirements. For larger organizations with 250 or more devices or users, Microsoft offers the Microsoft Enterprise Agreement and Select Plus. These programs offer perpetual licenses with rights to use the software for as long as you wish once you have purchased and paid for that license. Non-perpetual licenses, which are more commonly associated with subscription programs, grant you the rights to use the software for as long as you maintain your subscription. For subscription options, we have Open Value Subscription for customers with 5 to 250 PCs, and for larger customers with over 250 PCs, we offer the Enterprise Subscription Enrollment to the Enterprise Agreement. Software assurance is included with the subscription options, and all devices must be covered with a desktop enrollment. Software assurance, also called SA, is also included with Open Value and the Enterprise Agreement, but is optional with the Open License and Select Plus programs. The enterprise programs for midsize and larger organizations with 250 or more desktop PCs and offers a 3-year enrollment term. The EA provides perpetual licenses and the ability to purchase licenses as needed. Software assurance is included, and an organization-wide commitment to the enterprise desktop enrollment is required. Annual payments are standard, and an annual reconciliation process called true-up is required to account for any devices or users that were added since the last anniversary. Enterprise subscription enrollment, which I mentioned earlier, sits under the enterprise agreement and again is for organizations that prefer to subscribe to rather than purchase Microsoft products, and provides an initial cost based on a 3-year subscription with the ability to increase or decrease subscription counts on an annual basis. This option may be suitable for customers that expect significant fluctuations in workforce size and IT requirements. Enterprise subscription offers full software assurance benefits. The server and cloud enrollment is a new licensing vehicle under the Microsoft Enterprise Agreement that enables customers to standardize on one or more Microsoft server and cloud technology and provides significant advantages. The SCE is a fully cloud-enabled licensing vehicle that gives customers the best license management and the most flexibility to manage your own data centers and move to the cloud. SCE is a great licensing vehicle for standardizing on Microsoft platform technologies and provides customers with our best pricing, terms, and benefits. SCE offers our lowest Windows Azure pricing, application license mobility to the cloud, and new benefits for using System Center to manage Windows Azure resources. SCE also includes a new subscription-based option which offers more flexibility when retiring workloads, consolidating, or migrating to the cloud. Customers can take advantage of simplified licensing through a standardized set of SKUs and gain access to the latest technologies and benefits for all deployments. SCE offers Microsoft's best pricing and benefits for server and cloud products, including discounts on all new licenses, software assurance with Azure, and Windows Azure, and eligible customers may also qualify for premium benefits like unlimited support. The critical question that follows then is, does Microsoft have the optimal enrollment structure in place to support the cloud OS vision? Let's take a look at the landscape we deal with today and with our licensing agreements. Under the Enterprise Agreement, there are actually a variety of enrollments that exist. Enterprise enrollment is what folks traditionally think about when they think about the EA. It is where customers make install base-wide commitments to Windows Client, Office, and CoreCal and the ECal. And in return for each of these commitments, the customers get a discount. They get 15% off licensing and SA SKUs, and they get 5% off SA SKUs, as well as a variety of other benefits that the EA vehicle provides. The enrollment for application, or EAP, was launched about 5 years ago and allows customers to make a commitment to SQL Server and or development tools. For example, customers making that commitment get no discount on SA, but they do get extra discounts on new units of L and SA. Those discounts are complicated, 15% off part of our SKU for standard products and 40% off the SKU for premium products. The enrollment for Core Infrastructure, or ECI, launched at the same time as the EAP and offer access to Windows Server plus System Center through a SKU called the Core Infrastructure Suite. It provides customers purchasing those SKUs a 20% discount versus what those products cost standalone. Both for new units and for software assurance, it requires no install base-wide commitment. The enrollment for Windows Azure allows customers to gain access to the enterprise portal and include Windows Azure in their EA. This was a complex landscape with varying terms, varying conditions, and varying commitment requirements. As you can see, the new server and cloud enrollment will be replacing EAP, ECI, and EWA to create a much more streamlined and simplified set of options for customers. As we move to the server and cloud enrollment, we're going to offer our customers the option to make install base-wide commitments to core products that exist within the SCE. And in return, they're going to get a series of benefits that we're going to walk through. For customers that have been buying Windows Server and System Center through ECI and not making install base-wide commitments, we now have those Core Infrastructure Suite SKUs available in our other programs, in Select, in the Enterprise Enrollment, Additional Products, and that SKU is a great SKU for customers to take advantage of when they're buying transactional. Now, SCE is a 3-year commitment under an EA. In addition to SCE benefits, customers also receive EA benefits such as volume discounts. While a server and cloud enrollment can be started at any time, the SCE is available as a renewal for existing EAP and ECI customers. For customers with an expiring EA, EAP, ECI or SA commitment, it is a great time to evaluate whether SCE is the right licensing vehicle for your organization's server and cloud needs. To enroll in an SCE, an install base-wide commitment is required to one or more of the four SCE components: core infrastructure, application platform, developer platform, and Windows Azure. Choose any of these components individually or group them as needed. When choosing any of the first three components, Windows Azure at the best pricing is also available. This means committing to full software assurance coverage across the install base of an SCE component. In the case of System Center, a commitment is required to full System Center coverage on the Windows Server install base through the core infrastructure suites. In return for making this commitment, the SCE offers a range of benefits, including new cloud-optimized licensing options, simplified licensing management, and the best pricing and terms. Minimum quantities apply for CIS SKUs for entire Windows installed base. Existing deployments without software assurance are added as subscription or LNSA at signing. Now, as I mentioned, SCE will not be appropriate for all customers. Customers that have been buying Windows Server and System Center through the enrollment for core infrastructure and not making install base-wide commitments moving forward can purchase core infrastructure suite SKUs in select or as additional products under an enterprise enrollment. This option is ideally suited for customers who purchase transactional. SCE is an evolution of the EAP, includes a few changes, and customers with existing EAPs should renew their agreement into an SCE. They will experience continuity in many respects, but will also gain positive new benefits, including the ability to easily start using Windows Azure, flexibility to retire workloads at any time with the new subscription option, and easier to understand standardized discounts. There will be more changes for ECI customers, and SCE will not be a good fit for all. The primary change is that customers will be required to make an install base-wide commitment to CIS, which was not required with ECI. In exchange, customers get all the new SCE benefits. Now let's take a look at benefits available for customers with Active Software Assurance, or SA. Software Assurance can help you maximize your investment by providing you with benefits that will help you address your needs at each of these products' lifecycle phases, whether it is gaining access to the latest versions to assistance in training your staff and deploying the solution to problem resolution support. Microsoft is committed to being with customers on their journeys to the cloud on their own terms. Microsoft recognizes the hybrid reality. We understand that customers will likely want to invest in physical, virtual, private, and public cloud computing models. With Software Assurance, customers get planning services, deployment options, and upgrade rights to support their on-premises and hybrid environments, and as they adapt to cloud services to suit their business needs. One of the goals of Software Assurance is to support the customer's deployment choices as they re-envision the role of IT in cloud computing by helping them to deploy Microsoft products on-premises via the cloud or in hybrid environments that combine cloud services with on-premises software solutions. With SA, customers get benefits that they can use to support hybrid environments that may be built on Microsoft platform products and Windows Azure platform services or productivity tools, whether those are delivered on-premises or via the cloud, as with Office 365. Customers can use new product versions which give them access to new software versions to update core server products such as Windows Server and System Center to better support hybrid environments, or reduce the cost of updating desktop to optimize both traditional on-premises deployment of Office Professional or Office 365, and use planning services to help envision solutions and optimize investments in traditional virtual, private, and public cloud computing models. Planning services provide on-site expert assistance with deployment planning in areas the customer can choose, from updating on-premises software to optimizing virtual environments to moving workloads to the cloud. Customers have a choice of several on-site consulting engagements to help plan deployments of Microsoft System Center, Windows Server, Windows Azure, SQL Server, and Visual Studio Team Foundation Server and test tools. For more user-centric workloads, hybrid and cloud deployment planning is available through existing desktop, SharePoint, and Link and Exchange deployment planning services. Customers can also use License Mobility, which lets them deploy certain server application licenses on-premise or hosted in a shared data center to help lower cloud infrastructure costs. Now let's look at Microsoft Payment Solutions. Microsoft offers a range of flexible payment options which are helpful to customers who are either structuring their new SCE agreement or renewing. Depending on specific needs, customers can take full advantage of Microsoft Payment Solutions in a number of ways to manage their cash flow more strategically and alleviate the need of making a large upfront annual investment. Microsoft Payment Solutions offer deferred payments for up to 6 months. So if you are interested in SCE today, but do not have adequate funds left in this year's budget, you can defer payments until the next fiscal year when more funds are available. You get the technology you need today, even if you're unable to fully fund in the current fiscal year. SCE requires that 3 equal payments be made each year, but this may not align well to your investment and cash flow needs. With Microsoft payment options, you can ramp payments over the term of the SCE, paying, for example, 10% of the entire 3-year SCE investment in year 1 when funds are needed for other projects, 30% in year 2, and 60% in year 3 when more funds are available. Alternatively, customers may wish to avoid having to make a large upfront payment each year and would rather utilize cash as it becomes available each month. With Microsoft Payment Solutions, customers can spread their annual payments into equal monthly payments over the term of the SCE. Now let's review some customer scenarios. This scenario, a customer is building a highly virtualized private cloud. Which edition of Windows Server 2012 R2 provides the best solution? And our answer is Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center. Our next scenario is a customer is building a low-density virtualized private cloud. Which edition of System Center 2012 R2 provides the best solution? Our answer is System Center 2012 R2 Standard. Our next scenario, a customer owns 300 PCs and requires both System Center with SA and Windows Server with SA for their private cloud. The customer does not own licenses for the server and requires a highly virtualized environment. Which volume licensing program and licensing enrollment would be the best fit for this scenario? And the answer is the Enterprise Agreement and SCE, which is the server and cloud enrollment under the Enterprise Agreement. In this scenario, the customer owns more than 250 PCs and requires both System Center and Windows Server, and the customer does not require a highly virtualized environment. Which volume licensing program and offer would be the best fit for this scenario? And our answer? The Select Plus Agreement and Core Infrastructure Suite SKUs. And here we have a customer who owns less than 250 PCs. What are the customer's Microsoft volume licensing options, and where can they use those licenses? And our answer, Open or Open Value with Software Assurance. The licenses can be used for an on-premises private cloud in an outsourcing scenario or a third-party hosted scenario. Here, a customer has over 250 PCs. What are this customer's Microsoft volume licensing options, and where can they use those licenses? And our answer? The Enterprise Agreement or the Select Plus Agreement with Software Assurance. The customer can use these licenses in a third-party hosted scenario or in an outsourcing scenario. Now that we've reached the end of today's presentation, make sure to take the associate exam for this course to test your knowledge, and make sure to stay tuned to Microsoft.com/licensing for future modules. Thank you for your time and attention today, and bye for now.